Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Mickey Spagnuolo, DallasCowboys.com, joins us now. And Mickey, the Cowboys are off to their typical slow start in free agency. I don't know if that's the, if you're not actually starting, I don't know if it's slow. Like, they let the first wave go, and then they let everything else kind of come to them, which the Eric Kendrick signing, I think, is really interesting, that they've kind of let those dominoes fall. But what is the argument outside of the cap space, which I know is a real issue, but of making like a big splash move to help themselves out in the early part? Like, one, I'm not talking about six moves like the Jaguars used to do, but like one big splash move to help themselves out of a position of need. Why would they not try to do that to help widen Dak's window as the starting quarterback to win a title?
Okay, let's start right here. Do you think the Cowboys are one splash move away from going to the Super Bowl?
Not given their many holes on just not knowing who their starter is going to be at center and left tackle and running back and linebacker before yesterday, and they probably need another one of those, cornerback, all those things.
So you just answered your first question.
Yeah.
The second is when you emerge into the draft and you, for your top 51 salaries, that go against the cap yesterday at 3 o'clock, you had an excess of $3 million. So how could you make a splash move?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So to me, to put it in kind of common sense, if you go to the store with $10 in your pocket, and you say, I want a prime rib steak, do I buy the one that's $4.99 a pound, or do I get the prime ribeye for $20 a pound? Well, we normally would get the $4.99 one, right? Because we could afford that. So you can't sign guys and be over the salary cap without cutting somebody, right? And probably not until they do something with Dak Prescott's contract, either restructure or end, and CeeDee Lamb signing to a longer-term deal, which would lessen his cap impact of $17.99 million this year. Their hands are tied. The salary cap's real. Do you realize Washington went into the start of free agency with a $96 million available under the cap? So that's why they could do whatever they've done, 5, 6, 8 moves. They got money to spend. And it's not just about this year, because next year the cap's going to be an even bigger headache when you consider that Micah Parsons' fifth-year option is $21 million, and you got to sign him to a long-term deal. When you sign CeeDee Lamb to a long-term deal, that's going to be even more. And you got Dak's contract, and I can go on and on. So when you see, let's say, some of these offensive tackles that were going for $17 million a year, I saw some guards going for $18 million a year. What do you think Tyron Smith is asking for? And he's an all-pro, and these other guys aren't. So they've got their hands tied, and until they can make some moves to create some salary cap space, then your splash moves are going to be, you know, far and in between.
Mickey, re-signing Jordan Lewis was to me a nice move to do, because he's coming off of a really fantastic season. I know that they're not out on Stephon Gilmore, and I know they're not totally out on Tyron Smith. Do you have any clues on who they might be looking at in regards to filling the running back spot? Because they've a lot of those guys, and based on your explanation early on, kind of go off the market. The only one that kind of bothers me really is Derrick Henry, but that may be just kind of a pipe dream anyway. But
well, how much did he sign for?
Well, it was a 2-year deal. I think it was $22 million. I don't know how much the guaranteed was, but you know, it didn't seem to be gigantic.
It was more than the Cowboys could afford, right?
Yeah, obviously, yes. Okay. Why did they – we'll go to something. Why have they had to drag their feet on extending and working out the cap for Dak and all these other things if they knew that this was coming?
Well, part of that answer would be go ask Dak. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, the restructure you can possibly do, but I don't know that they want to continue to pour money down the road into the restructure like they did Zach Martin. Because remember, if they hadn't restructured Zach Martin, they would have been over the cap. You know, they created about $7 million of cap space. But we're talking top 51, right? And the couple little things they did, they got down to 2 million top 51. But if you count top 53, which doesn't come into effect until, you know, the start of the first week of the regular season, there are several million dollars over the cap. So it's about the money. And you know, they can restructure Dak, but again, you're dumping money into voided years down the road, and at some point, that credit card charge is going to come. Now, restructuring it, you know, it takes two to tango, and I'm sure Dak's guy wanted to see what was going to happen in free agency before he signed an extension, seeing that some of these contracts are going to cause the quarterback market to certainly rise. So, yeah, there's a lot here to consider other than, well, just go do something. Because if you don't have the money to do it, it's hard to do something. You know, and especially the Derrick Henry deal that you mentioned. I mean, how much would you pay him $10, $11 million a year for a 30-year-old running back? I guess Tennessee didn't want to do it, but they chose to, you know, spend what did it end up being for Tony Pollard? An average of 10 point, it was an average of $10 million near, no, I'm sorry, like $7 or $8 million a year. The Cowboys got chastised for franchising him at 10 last year.
Yeah.
Would you have given him 8? Probably not.
Yeah.
So there's some things you got to cut back on because of what are some of the necessities that you absolutely need.
Mickey, where do you expect him to look for running back? Obviously, I think it's probably going to be a draft position too, but does like Deontay Foreman, a name like that, that make sense to you?
How much does he want?
Well, I mean, again, he's been a journeyman, so I doubt he's gonna
look,
hold out.
I think what they'll do is they'll sign a veteran running back for somewhat, not much money. I'm going to say maybe a little bit more than the $1.2 million minimum. But, they could also trade for one like they did last year, depending on what the contract says. You can draft them, and then, you're going to have to give Rico Dowdle, if they can get him re-signed, and Malik Davis a chance to see, what you think they're capable of. So I just thought, if you looked at the running back market, everybody was playing hopscotch, right? Mm-hmm. I'm getting rid of this guy, but I'm going to take your guy. They're going to take my guy. That guy's available. Okay, he's going to go here, but that team goes and gets another guy that's available. That part of it was kind of weird to me that, some of these guys got released or not re-signed because they didn't want to spend the money, but they re-signed somebody else's running back that got released. That was a strange one. I never thought they would, pay Tony Pollard $10 million a year. You'd like to draft a guy, and teams have hit on running backs on the second day, third day. I don't know. I keep hearing that there's really not many, if any, running backs worthy of being first-round picks this year. But then I don't know that they would do that. My suggestion is, find a veteran, get a young guy, and if Ezekiel Elliott's sitting there on August 1st, give him $3 million to come back. Because at least you get a hard-running, hard-working, good locker room running back, which they sort of needed last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And think about this. He's already costing them $6 million in dead money for releasing him. Maybe you get something out of him. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out. I haven't heard anything of any interest in doing that. But at least he's less than 30 years old.
Yeah. I don't think that would excite a lot of the fans. But, again, right now you're trying to fill holes. Like, that's the thing I think that's just people have to get through is, like, this is not a – they had, two starters they had to fill. They have at least 5 right now.
And they've got to thank their lucky stars that the salary cap went up as high as
mm-hmm.
it did.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you would have seen a lot more guys getting released to try to cut down and make it under the cap by 3 o'clock yesterday, because the original projection for the cap was like $242 million, and that was almost a $20 million increase from the year before, and then it went up to 255. And even though they had nearly $5 million carrying over from last year, they couldn't do business until they restructured Zach Martin's contract. But to do that, they had to pour money into 3 voided years that you're going to have to count for by 26, 27, and 28.
Mickey Spagnuolo, DallasCowboys.com. Mickey, one last question. Is Michael Gallup a Cowboy next week?
Well, he's got a $4 million roster bonus due in, 4 days,
mm-hmm.
by the 18th. Again, you can release him, but it's like $5 million dead money this year and $8 next year. So it's not a clean release, right? Once you restructure guys' contract and pay them, you know, restructure bonus, and they still had guaranteed money on the deal, you don't get to walk away from that. You gotta account for it. So what you hear, what you see written is, well, they'll save $13 million against the cap. Well, they'll also suffer $13 million in net in dead money over this year and next year combined if they make them a June 1 release. Now, I saw someone, you know, kind of suggest, well, go ahead and trade them. Okay, I'm going to trade them. Then $13 million immediately empties into the salary cap this year. So, again, when you sign these contracts and sign guys to long-term deals with guaranteed money, you can't walk away from it. You're going to get charged one way or another. So I think people need to understand the difficult situation they're in. And you know what, Paul? Maybe this is the ultimate penalty for having 10 Pro Bowlers on your roster from last year and having to pay those guys because you've got good guys and not winning anything in the playoffs. That's the penalty you suffer.
Mickey, that's a great way. What did Bill Parcells used to say? That's an ender right there. That is an ender. That is a great way to wrap up the segment. Mickey Spagnuolo, DallasCowboys.com. Mick, we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, sounds good. Maybe we'll see some action happen.
Maybe we will. All right, Mickey Spagnuolo, DallasCowboys.com. This is 365 Sports.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.